spacious skies for amber waves of grain, for purple mountain majesty.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ron Felber, and we're going to be talking about his book, The Search for Kun Saw. Now, Ron is an accomplished writer. He's written a number of books on a number of subjects. Never had any difficulty getting it published until he wrote this book. It's an excellent book. It covers a lot of very, very important information. But the difficulty is, of course, that it covers some very controversial material as well. And if you don't understand the background of Kun Saw, why, of course, you can't understand so much of what's going on today. So without further ado, let's get to Ron. Hi, Ron. How you doing?
Just great, Dr. Stan. Good to hear you.
All right, fine. And basically, are we coming through all right? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, just perfect.
All right, very good. Well, why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and why you set out to come up with the story of Kun Saw and who Kun Saw was and why he is so important, in my estimation, today.
Yeah, actually, if you look at a lot of the drug problems that go on, whether it goes back to the 1950s with the French in Vietnam or later with our own efforts in Vietnam to Afghanistan today, it sort of follows a blueprint. And the blueprint goes back to a secret operation that the French intelligence started, which was called Operation X. And Operation X was a situation in France where they had an adventure there and couldn't fund it. So basically they were devoid of the necessary funds, as the military thought, to carry out the operation. And so fanatics tend to get their way one way or another. And what the French intelligence started doing was working in coordination with the drug distributors in Vietnam. And basically started with the opium and started with this Operation X and brothels that were also hand-in-hand, prostitution and drug heroin for a long time have gone hand-in-hand. They would addict prostitutes, young women, and keep them addicted to heroin, and this is the way they keep them in their brothels. So that's the genesis of what really became a blueprint for funding black operations. When French left, de Gaulle talked to Kennedy, John Kennedy, and said, you know, I wouldn't go in here if I were you. And Kennedy, in a very sparse way, looked at advisors and put in some minor troops, commandos. But, of course, this escalated into a situation where there were hundreds of thousands of soldiers, and there were black ops going on, like Operation Phoenix, secret wars in Cambodia and Laos, for example. And these were funded by what the French had started. He took over their drug route, which was Operation X, and that still goes on today in Afghanistan, in my opinion.
And basically what Chris Ron is saying is that we funded, there were all sorts of secret operations the American people were never told about, terrible things that were done. But they were funded by the drug money that CIA was getting from being involved with drugs, just as they are
yes.
today. Well, you go right ahead. Most people have never heard of Operation Phoenix, but do you want to just briefly mention what that is? Because that has nothing to do with what we're really talking about, but I think that every American should know about Operation Phoenix.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
People he'd gone to school with, working for the DEA and elsewhere, kept telling him about this man, this elusive, mysterious man named Kun Saw, who was really the center of the drug industry over in the Golden Triangle. And most people never heard of Kun Saw, but this man was bigger than life. I mean, there were all sorts of amazing stories about him. So you pick up the story from there. Somebody told you about Kun Saw. You heard enough about him. You decided you begin to look into who is this man who is bigger than life that they would send whole military units in to try to kill Kun Saw, and we could never get him. Go ahead.
Yes, it's almost humorous in a sense. It's almost cartoonish. But here was a fellow that started from nothing. He was what they would term a half-breed. He was half Shan State from Burma and half Chinese, so the Chinese wanted nothing to do with him. The Burmese wanted nothing to do with him. He was a castaway, an orphan, and a tremendously intuitive person, a tremendously intelligent man who had a great sense of resourcefulness. And what he wound up doing was understanding that that drugs were something that people wanted, that opium was a commodity that could be not just sold broad-based, but directed and trafficked, and that if you could control the laboratories where the opium was turned into morphine, the morphine to heroin, and the routes that went on worldwide, that you could have an empire. And so he did. He had an empire that was making upwards of $500 million a year just on the raw opium. But then, of course, these things are marked up and marked up. So at the end of the day, this was a multi-billion-dollar empire, and one that was supported by 40,000 troops. It got to the point where for the last decade or so of his life, the Khunsaw army was more powerful than the Burmese or the Thai legitimate army. And of course, he worked with impunity. His troops would march into a town like Chiang Mai or Chiang Rai and just take it over, take over the hotels, kidnap women, and no one would lift a finger because these guys were all carrying AK-47s and mortars and Khunsaw ruled. He ruled that area of the world.
And yet, of course, here was a man who dressed himself up like John Wayne, do fast draws, karaoke singing. I mean, he was a colorful character, and yet, of course, he had was terribly ruthless at times. And he would simply go into a town and have everybody but one person killed, and then release the one person and tell them to go and tell others what would happen if you didn't do what Khunsaw told you. So yeah. He has a multifaceted personality. That's what's so amazing about the story.
Yes. They say sometimes people with large ideas have large flaws. Well, he was certainly a man like that. And it's quite true. He admired Ronald Reagan, oddly enough. So here's Reagan declaring a war on drugs and sending troops in to assassinate him with warships and 40, 50 assassins at a time. The Burmese army sending in thousands of troops to battle him on a daily basis. And one of his great heroes is Ronald Reagan, and another one is John Wayne. So he creates a compound with tennis courts, golf courses, a hydroelectric plant, movie theaters. He has karaoke parties for world dignitaries. Sometimes as many as 4,000 or 5,000 people would come to his party in his compound. And he was bigger than life. I mean, that's for sure. But his viciousness was also bigger than life. And as you say, if somebody dared to buy their opium from another dealer and transport it to another route other than his, he would annihilate the entire town. So he would line the entire town, men, women, and children, and they'd be executed, as you say, except for one who would live to tell the story. And that's pretty brutal.
And, you know, I remember one place you tell the story where they sent in this whole fleet of helicopters and all these special forces, or at least very highly trained troops to get him out. And, these battles would go on for days, and he was right there in the front of the battle. He wasn't running, trying to hide. He was right there, you know, battling right along with his troops.
You know, in an odd way, there's leadership that's good and leadership that's bad, but let's just talk about leadership in an amoral way. He actually was a great example of a leader that led by example. He lived a tough life. He was always in shape. If he was a horseman, he was the best horseman. If he was a marksman, he was the best marksman. If he was an archer, he was the best archer. And this was the way he lived among his troops, and he was revered. And a lot like a Chinese patriarch from other times, he was, if you were with him, he protected you. If you were against him, watch out.
You tell us something about how he would ride horseback with a bow and arrow, and he would just riding full speed with his bow and arrow. He would be shooting his bow and arrow from the horseback and hitting the targets repeatedly. Amazing a feat.
Yes. He was a guy that admired perfection, and his operations actually. There, I talked to a fellow from the DEA intelligence that just really made a study of his life. And he said, you know, really, Khunsaw was a genius. He was an organizational genius. He loved perfection. So this was a person who had no tolerance for anything but exactitude. And this is what made his organization so powerful and so difficult to intercept, along with the fact, which is the real underbelly of the story, is that in the end, despite the fact that DEA people were pursuing him, military people were pursuing him, at the end of the day, his chief backer was the Central Intelligence Agency of the United States of America.
And I think that's such an important issue, and this is why, of course, you had so much difficulty getting the book published, was because the CIA was involved with drugs and Kunzsaw, and was backing Kunzsaw. In fact, Richard Armitage, who was working in the White House, Richard Armitage is a new part of the establishment. Oliver North told a friend of mine that Richard Armitage was his closest friend when they were together at Annapolis. Richard Armitage was actually working with Kunzsaw and getting drugs and, of course, getting them brought into the United States. Richard Armitage working in the White House itself. And didn't actually Kunzsaw write letters to Ronald Reagan to try to get this information out?
He did, which again I find as a character a very fascinating thing. Imagine this fellow who actually presented to the Carter administration prior to Reagan a plan to stop drugs from Burma and Thailand and Southeast Asia, a 7-year plan that was rejected out of hand, which you have to wonder why a plan like that would be rejected out of hand. But once the war on drugs really started in earnest, he wrote to President Reagan on June 28, 1987. And if you'll allow me, I'll read a little bit from the letter.
You go right ahead.
This is from Kunzsaw to Ronald Reagan. From 1965 until 1975, CIA chief in Laos, Theodore Shackley, was in the drug business. Santos Trafficante, me talking now, this is one of the godfathers of the mafia for Miami, acted as his buying and transporting agent while Richard Armitage handled the financial section with the Bank of Australia. After the Vietnam War ended, Armitage set up the Far East Trading Company as a front for his continuation in the drug trade, using me, an opium and Hong Kong-based triad, to pay for CIA operations around the world. These and other facts are given here to you to demonstrate the real reason why the U.S. drug problem is being prolonged until today, end quote.
Now, do you actually reproduce that that letter in your book?
I do, yeah.
I mean, ladies and gentlemen, this is why the book is so important, because it's got a lot of these letters that Kunzsaw had written. How did you ever get copies of these? These were, I would think, the last thing that the establishment would want for the American people to realize that our own CIA and people like Shackley and Richard Armitage, who is a member of the establishment, the high member of the establishment working in the White House, they were all involved in the drug smuggling profession.
Yeah. Well, actually, you know, I had an open door from the DEA. The original premise of this was to talk about Operation Tiger Trap, which is a very key element of the book, where Delta Force becomes involved with the FBI and the DEA, et cetera, to try to bring Kunzsaw down in a military way, using an executive order that allowed for assassinations in certain cases for enemies, you know, for enemies, true enemies of the United States, which Kunzsaw was judged to be. But that changed. What happened was originally I looked at this as a great success story, but it turned out not to be quite that. And so I had access to a lot of information, and what I uncovered was very different from what I was hearing initially.
In what way?
In the sense that Operation Tiger Trap really wasn't a great success. It did what it was supposed to do, and that it arrested about 16 of Kunzsaw's underlings.
Hold that thought. Sure. We'll be right back. If you have a question to call for Ron, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. This is a fascinating book. We're carrying it. We think it's very important. Go right ahead, Ron.
Sure.
Should I go on from there? Yeah, go right ahead. Yep.
So anyway, really what happened was Kun saw's 16 people were brought down and they were trapped in the tiger trap.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
The search for Kun Saw. And of course, Ron was just saying that a reason he got interested in this was because where he grew up in New Jersey, why they had certainly an awful lot of drugs there, an awful lot of people got involved in the drugs. Certainly, a lot of police officers who tried to oppose the drugs either got shot or other things, and a lot of the people who took the drugs died, and a tremendous infighting. And of course, it was all because these drugs were being brought in with the full help and support of our government and then distributed through the mafia and through all sorts of other sources. But it was the CIA's involvement with the smuggling of drugs and with Kunsaw that was behind this. And most of those drugs came out of the Golden Triangle. And the major force in the Golden Triangle was this man named Kunsaw, who was actively protected by the American CIA. And that is what's so difficult for the average American to accept or to believe, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would. As a matter of fact, it's an interesting thing. And there's a kind of, I consider myself a very patriotic fellow. I want the United States to do well. I have children. I want my children to do well. I want them to live in a society that's wholesome and forward-looking. And most people do. But nevertheless, you really can't have a society that grows or gets better unless, as they say in business, you face the brutal facts. And we're not so good at that these days. I mean, we throw a flag on it and say we're the greatest country in the world, and we may well be. But you can't ignore huge moral and social issues and just pretend they don't exist. In discussing this book, for example, at a dinner party or at a cocktail party myself, I mean, people really get visibly angry. You know, if you don't like this country, why don't you just leave? And these are not really appropriate responses. I mean, a more appropriate response is let's try to understand this, and let's try to get better. Let's try to make sure things like this don't happen again.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ron, that's the way it should be, but unfortunately, people do not think today. They react emotionally. And I know, because there are lots of things I don't want to believe. It took me years to finally have to actually come to the conclusion that you're absolutely right, that the CIA is involved in drugs. But then how could that be? The CIA is part of our government, and people don't understand the government is compartmentalized. Yeah. The vast majority of the CIA is made up of very patriotic, hardworking people who love America. But there is a small dark side, we call it, of the CIA that is involved in the dark operations. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we'll have Ernie calling in from Spokane. We'll get to him as soon as we get to the break here. But we think it's vitally important that people suddenly look at the way the world really is rather than, well, the way we wish it were. And it'll never get better until the American people understand why these things are happening and how they're being covered up very effectively by the media. There's not one person probably in 100 or maybe 50 now. I think more people are learning about this sort of thing. We don't like to believe this. We don't want to believe it, but we have to believe what's true. And there's so many, we have so much other information on this subject that it's vitally important that you check it out. Fortunately, we do have the internet. You go up on the internet and just write in CIA drugs. Go to your search engine, CIA drugs, and you'll find some of the most amazing articles there. And we have a number of books and interviews on this subject. We've studied extensively. But it took me, I would say it took me a couple of years before, in my own mind, I could finally accept the reality of what you're talking about. So I don't criticize people who don't believe. I criticize the people who refuse to try to find out if it could possibly be true.
Yeah. It's very much so. And I, by the way, I would consider myself, like you, somebody that even just a short while ago, several years ago, would not have believed and looked at this as kind of a kooky thought. But it isn't a kooky thought. It's really very, very documented. And when you've gone into the research, as I have, you see that it's not just documented in an abstract way. I really met people that did this. And some of them are CEOs of corporations now. So it's not like, you know, these are people that are substantial, that hold positions in society, and now after some time are willing to tell their experiences with this this conspiracy.
And it really is a conspiracy. We don't like to talk about conspiracies, but sometimes they exist. We'll be right back.
While the storm clouds gather, far across the sea.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
People are becoming more aware of the dangers of fluoride in their drinking water. We're offering you a proven way to remove more than 95% of this dangerous chemical, which threatens your good health. It's the Whole House Fluoride Removal System, available right now from Radio Liberty. This system will also remove aluminum, manganese, arsenic, lead, and most heavy metal. Your fear regarding these dangerous chemicals in the water you drink can be eased by getting more information from RadioLiberty.com. Go to RadioLiberty.com right now and find out all you need to know about protecting your home's precious water supply. Read the information about the Whole House Water Fluoride Removal System and order one. Free shipping is included in every purchase. You can also call 1-800-544-8927. Where's that information? RadioLiberty.com. That's 1-800-544-8927.
For Kunsa.com. So just that simple. Hunt, H-U-N-T, 4-F-O-R. Kunsa is K-H-U-N-S-A.com. There's also an 800 number for Trine Day that might be helpful to your listeners. That would be 1-800-556-2012. And I'll say it one more time. 1-800-556-2012. 2012, and that's directly to the publisher.
And they do a good job. Chris Milligan's a personal friend, but
absolutely.
Fortunately, it gives us a good deal on the book, so we are carrying the books. We should have them in now. Let's go to Ernie, who's calling from Spokane, Washington. Hi, Ernie. How you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. How are you tonight?
Doing fine. Do you have a question or comment for our guest?
I do have a comment. he brought back a memory of what my brother told me about. This was 1990 or 1991. It was Bo Gripe's going to run for president. And he went to a rally because of the Ruby Ridge incident, which is just not far from here in Spokane. And Bo Gripe said the reason why he was running for president is that President Bush sent him and about a dozen other men on a excursion to kill this man who has been dealing drugs and bringing them into the United States. And I'm not sure if we're talking about the same man.
This is Kunsa, and I know Bo Gripe, and he was actually sent to capture and kill Kunsa, and he ended up liking him, and he even did a video with him, and we have copies of that. Anything else, Ernie?
No, that's it, but it's very interesting that it just brought this back in memory, and Bo Gripe was in there, and come to find out that the man showed him tapes with the United States government and the CIA was bringing the drugs into the United States, and Beau Greitz went back to President Bush and told him about it, and President Bush was furious that he didn't take the man out, and Beau Greitz told him, you set me up, and this man isn't the one you said that he was, and basically, Beau Greitz's life was threatened from there on out from our own government.
You're absolutely right, Ernie. Unfortunately, it's true. Anything else?
I know that same story. I think that's it. That's absolutely accurate.
All right, then. I just remember my brother going to a rally then, and I appreciate this, and I keep up the great work, gentlemen.
God bless. Well, let's go to John calling from Indiana, and telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We lost Tony from Soquel. We do have Tony from Michigan on, but let's go to John from Indiana. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Hello, Dr. Stan. I just wanted to confirm what the previous caller said. Beau Greitz wrote the book called The Serve, and he goes into details. It even has copies of the letters and correspondence. And he made a video called A Nation Betrayed, which you may have a copy of, you were saying, where he shows Kum Sai at a meeting where he depicts Armitage and Stokely and all these people as being U.S. agents that are buying drugs from him. He even mentions that our planes bombed his encampments and stuff, but they didn't bomb his dope. They bombed his food crops.
Well, so like in Afghanistan today, John, you know, we have our troops over there. What are our troops doing in Afghanistan? Well, a lot of them are guarding the opium fields to keep them from being destroyed. Why are we doing that? Well, my goodness, we have to protect the farmers. If we don't, they won't like us. But when the Taliban, the wicked Taliban, were in power, they destroyed the opium crops, and they weren't worried about the farmers. They wanted to stop the opium trade, but now the Americans are there. While the opium fields are blooming, and there's something wrong with the story, but it's so difficult for people to accept it. Anything else you want to say, John, before we let you?
What I had gathered was that the Bush, I don't know the term right now, but he had all kinds of things brought up against Beau Greitz that eventually bankrupted him with all kinds of somewhat phony government charges and stuff, and really goofed up his life.
Yeah, they sure did. Led to his divorce. And you stand up and tell the truth very often, of course, you're destroyed. Hey, thanks very much for calling, John.
Okay, Doctor.
Okay, fine. Well, we've got Tony calling from Michigan. Again, our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Ron, would you like to comment on that before we go to our next caller?
Yeah, no, I think that that all of these things are accurate, and there's a number. Actually, I did a book called The Privacy War, which was about a congressman that took on J. Edgar Hoover at the height of his powers, and a very similar story to Beau Greitz, and that, this guy who was considered, this would be Cornelius Gallagher from New Jersey, would have been high on a list of potential vice presidents with the Johnson administration, wound up serving two terms in federal prison, bankrupted, just spent his life in court. So it's not a fun thing to take on these issues publicly.
Well, it's a tragic situation, but unfortunately it is true, and I could give you example after example of congressmen and others who tried to do the right thing and ended up either going to prison or, in certain instances, killed, frankly killed, and we can prove it. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Is that book still available?
The Privacy War. Yeah, it is on Amazon. Yeah.
Okay, fine. The Privacy what now?
The Privacy War.
The Privacy War. How long ago did you write that?
That would have been in 2004.
All right, well, we'll look that up, and maybe we could even do a program on that. But right now,
that'd be great.
Let's go to Tony calling from Michigan. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Tony, how you doing?
Good evening, Stan, and your guest. Very interesting topic tonight.
Good.
I want to ask him about, do you know anything about the Iran-Contra, the drugs that was put into California? The Iran-Contra, was CIA involved in that?
You know, I can't say that I'm very familiar with that. I'm sorry. Dr. Stan, maybe you have a response to that.
Well,
there was a
lot of truth to that. There was a fellow named Gary Webb who did the investigation on that. And I said that we actually carry a book called Into the Buzzsaw that has an essay written by Gary Webb before he ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. And Gary Webb wrote about the Iran-Contra affair and the CIA and the drugs in California. And but as I say, he committed suicide by shooting himself in the head twice. Anything else, Tony?
Yeah. Is the book still out there?
We carry the book, Into the Buzzsaw.
Oh, you carry the book? Yeah. Okay.
Into the Buzzsaw, you get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And Ron Felber's book is, of course, The Hunt for Coonsaw. It's available. This is why we do what we do, to make these available to people. Not only that, of course, it does help to keep us on the air. God bless you,
Tony. I have all
your
literature.
God bless.
Okay, God bless you, too.
Thank you. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, if you have a question for Ron. And he's done a wonderful job of telling this story about Coonsaw, and you almost get to, he is sort of a Robin Hood character in many ways, certainly. I mean, he is certainly, he makes a great deal of money, but he uses a great deal of money to help people as well. Now, maybe it's all manipulative. It's hard to know what's in his heart, but he's a very complex individual. He's not simply all thug and robber and brutal like some people. And he's certainly not all good. There's a great deal to be critical of. When you got all done, you admit that he said he was brutal, he was a criminal. But what do you think about Coonsaw?
Well, again, this is, you know, like there's a great line in a Norman Mailer book, Harlot's Ghost. You know, there are many rooms in my house. And I would say that there are many rooms in Coonsaw's house, meaning that there are many facets to his personality. At the end, I think that... I think that he was not a good man. At the end, I think that he was a thug. I think he was a brilliant thug. I think he disguised his motives wonderfully. I think he was a charming man. I think he had incredible charisma. I think that a lot like maybe a bad political figure, he got a following. He had an incredible sense of ability to manipulate people. He played many sides against one another, whether it was the Burmese government, whether it was the Thai government, whether it was the United States, whether it was even the Russians. For example, when he was kidnapped when he was arrested in Mandalay, he ordered that two Soviet doctors be kidnapped and held for ransom. And he actually manipulated the United States, who again he was working for covertly, into negotiating an exchange of prisoners so that the Soviet doctors would be released and he would also be released. So this was the most wanted man in the world at the time. But even in Mandalay prison, he figured out a way to extricate himself from that situation. So he was... He was a formidable opponent and a kind of genius. There's no question about it. One of the things that I really, really enjoyed in working with this book was Chinatown in New York and San Francisco. We really got involved in the Tongs and the Triads and how that society worked, so that these Asian gangs, whether it was the Ghost Shadows or the Flying Dragons, were used to distribute these drugs throughout the country and throughout North America. And that in itself is another society, underground society, and another major aspect of the book.
How did you ever get these people to talk to you?
Well, actually, because of this one fellow, Nick Caruso, who was a friend, he had an informer that was very prominent, was the leader of the Flying Dragon. And this fellow's name was Cuba Jai, the Cuban Kid, or Ernesto Lee. And I actually went through Chinatown with them covertly, and he went straight through the various streets, Bay Street, you know, Hester Street. This is what happens here. This is how this happens. This is how that happens. This is where my drops were. These were the drug houses that I have. And so he really laid out in great detail the inner workings and the mechanics of the distribution network, which is very clever and very sophisticated. I mean, with you know, closed circuit TVs and motion monitors and armed guards and, of course, attack dogs and very, very interesting society.
Well, does it still exist? I mean, are these things still there? Are these flying dragons, the triads, the various Chinese gangs, are they openly operating in the United States today?
Well, actually, I think what's happened, I think they are, to answer your question, they're very much involved in human trafficking. They're very, very much involved in methamphetamine. Heroin is not so major because it's so dominated now by Afghanistan. So I think they morph into other areas of crime. But human trafficking is something that's very, very prominent these days. And as far as the triads, you know, they've existed for thousands of years. So they're not about to go away. As a matter of fact, I mean, if I look at the Chinese today, whether it's in Hong Kong, which is a sort of a center, or Taiwan, center for organized crime, Asian organized crime, I think they're probably more active than they've ever been, but on a geopolitical scale.
Well, by that, I mean arms. They could not be operating in China without the consent of the Communist Party. Do the Communists and the triads work together from time to time?
I think so. As a matter of fact, you know, during the takeover by Mao, Chiang Kai-shek, major forces, at least underground forces, for assassinations and things of that nature, were the triad. A lot of them left China because drug dealers were just, you know, wholesale executed. And a lot of them went to Hong Kong, and a lot of them went to Taiwan. And so these are the centers for organized crime these days. When you talk about China generally, well, that's a society that's, well, depending on how you look at it, but it's its own machine. And it's a pretty well-oiled machine.
Well, now, you mentioned the Flying Dragons. What are they?
Well, this is a street gang, and this is what Ernesto Lee ran. He was he ran a group, a gang called the Flying Dragons. They would have, you know, upwards of maybe 400 members. They'd be in Chicago. They'd be in San Francisco. They'd be in Boston, and they'd be in New York. And they had clubhouses where, you know, if somebody committed a murder in New York, they could go to San Francisco and be put up and hidden for, you know, several months until things cooled down. And, of course, these gangs were used to distribute the drugs. They had what they called little horses, which would, these were children, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old, that they'd actually use to make the drug run, because if they were arrested, they couldn't be tried as adults. And so it was very sophisticated. And these guys had money. A guy like Ernesto Lee had refrigerator boxes full of cash. When he finally turned informer and he was allowed into one of three apartments that he had, you know, he was a multimillionaire over and over again, because this is all a cash business. And the markups were 4,000%.
Well, basically, then now, was he had been more or less pardoned by our law authorities because he was an informant and helping our law agencies? How does that work?
Well, I don't want to get too much into one.
Well, I don't want to certainly do anything to harm your
But generally, I can tell you this. Generally, sure, this fellow would go up the chain, and he was a key link to getting to Kunsa. Because from Ernesto Lee, they got to what they called his godfather, which would be Paul Mao. From Paul Mao to a fellow named Mr. Lin, who was an international broker, and then on up the chain. And this is the way these drug busts that are international go. It's following the links to the major kingpin.
In other words, he was part of this effort, this DEA effort, to actually get to Kunsaw, and that they basically put some of these people in prison for a year or two as long as they cooperated. Is that more or less the way it works?
Sure, it is, and you know, it's kind of horrifying to think of a fellow like this being out on the street. I mean, he's a fellow that has been involved in multiple murders and admitted to many more. It's really a very tawdry sort of scenario when you look at it.
Well, basically, we live in a fallen world, ladies and gentlemen. We've really do our guests this evening, Ron Felber, and Chris's book, The Hunt for Kunsaw. Fascinating information that, of course, he spent a great deal of time researching this whole subject, and you find it here in the book. How long did you spend on the book?
About 5 years.
Fascinating information, vitally important. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Well, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program, Ron. What's the message you'd like to leave with our listeners out across America?
Yeah.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the 4 gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Interviews with an awful lot of people, and we can't carry all of the books. I wish we could. But this is an important book, and this is why we're carrying it. And it goes right along, of course, with the book Into the Buzzsaw. It has the essay from Gary Webb, who certainly had written on this same subject as far as Iran-Contra and the CIA and drugs in California. And, of course, he said, unfortunately, decided to kill himself by shooting himself in the head. Twice, not once, but twice, to make sure he was dead. And if you believe that, you believe probably just about anything. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that there are powerful spiritual forces at work. If you want more information, we have a wonderful four-tape set. Actually, it's a series of six interviews with various people from the DEA and ex-government employees called Is There Really a War on Drugs? There's even one segment in there, a recording of the White House press conference with Sarah McLennan, who is a White House correspondent, senior one 20 years ago, was asking Bill Clinton about suddenly the drug smuggling at Mita Airport, and you'll hear Bill Clinton saying, well, that wasn't me. That was a federal operation. I was just the governor of Arkansas. That was a federal operation, that drug smuggling at Mita Airport. But at this point, he was the president of the United States. Why didn't he stop it? Well, here's important information. This is what our four tape sets are. The four tape set, Is There Really a War on Drugs? If you want more information, we have a book called Drugging America, another one called Defrauding America. They're written by our good friends Rodney Stitz. But if you're only going to get one, get Ron Felber's book. And you need to learn one subject very, very well. There are all sorts of subjects out there. We hope you'll want to get into them. We hope you'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. We hope, of course, you'll want to get the four-tape set on the Dark Awakening, the book on the Black Awakening. Hopefully they'll be here soon. I was promised by the author that they'd already been mailed and be here at any time. But it's sort of like the check, the proverbial check. It's still in the mail. Well, of course, we want to mention my ministry. Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported. If you are in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. If there was ever a time in the history of our nation when we needed to expand information and get more of it out, why it's now. We're moving into a crisis situation. They're going to, of course, continue to undermine our economy. They're going to continue to promote violence as they are in Cleveland, in Chicago, certainly in Wisconsin. Within the last 2 weeks, all these flash attacks, attacks on the BART system in San Francisco, all facilitated by the government itself and not doing any of the logical things. Well, the governor of Cleveland, pardon me, the mayor of Cleveland, to his credit, put on a curfew, but they wouldn't think about doing that in London. No, they tell the police just to let the kids go ahead and riot and loot the stores. Let them go ahead and do it and keep the police from intervening, because they want the chaos. And when you understand that, things begin to make sense. We're moving into difficult times, and this is why we need programs like this one. If you know somebody would like to advertise with us, we have some wonderful advertisers. We have slots for one or two more. And certainly then, of course, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And certainly, if you're not in a position to actively support us, a lot of people are having real financial problems. We understand that. We do ask you to pray for our leaders, for our ministers. We ask you to pray for Alex Jones. He hasn't been feeling well. He wasn't able to do a program scheduled yesterday. Pray for our friend John Loeffler, and for Senator Joyce Riley and the others who are on the front lines. But we ask, of course, to remember my ministry, Radio Liberty, and pray for our provision and our protection, because we're truly involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Kirk McKenzie, who is, of course, been studying what's going on for a long period of time and active in the certainly in the effort to educate the American people. He's written a fascinating book on money. Kirk, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Why don't you just pick up the story and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your background, why you, of course, wrote the book on money, and why it's so important that people understand money. After all, you know, you have money, you buy things, you sell things. But there's much more to money than that, isn't there? What's the full title of your book?
It's called Money Defending Your Prosperity.
Money Defending Your Prosperity. So pick up the story, tell the people it's about you, and then about your book.
Well, sure. I'm an American citizen, you know, born in the United States. I was the son of a career Air Force colonel. I guess if I bleed red, white, and blue. So I definitely believe in our country, and I believe in the founding principles very strongly. About 20 years ago or so, I was the California State Chair for Ross Perot's United We Stand America organization. Now, this was not the political campaign, but this was the volunteer campaign that started after the election where people were going to pick up the effort to try and get our country back. And so I was deeply involved in that period of time as well. And, you know, I think like a lot of people back then, I was concerned about NAFTA and our sovereignty. I was concerned about the massive amount of debt that was being incurred by our country. I was concerned because I'm getting old enough to have watched the news night after night, year after year, decade after decade, and realize that, you know, the same problems are in front of us. You take 10 Americans, put them in a room for 10 minutes, they can solve the education problem, they can solve the money problem, they can solve the debt problem. You know, solutions are there. So why doesn't either party, you know, resolve them? And so I started on a path of discovery, and I decided to set aside the idea that somehow these people in Washington, D.C. don't understand, or, you know, you go through this period, oh, they're good guys, they just don't understand. If only I could talk to them, or if I could just give them this article, or, you know, maybe they're a little dumb, or, you know, they just don't get it, or they made a mistake. You know, all these excuses and everything but what's really standing there in front of you. They understand exactly what's going on. We're the ones that don't understand what's going on. And so I decided to follow the money, and it's been a 20-year journey. And at the end of the day, you know, once you realize what really is going on in this world, I wrap back around to the money. You know, I studied education. I studied secret societies. I studied, you know, NAFTA in great detail. I studied global warming. I mean, just about every issue you care to name. And they inevitably track back to the same place, to the same people, and you begin to realize that there's a cabal of international bankers that have a different vision for the world than, you know, we do. And in that vision of theirs, you know, people don't count. They're only their vision counts. And they are moving forward. And they're happy. They're doing it stealthily. They're doing it with a lot of positive sounding words. But in reality, they're not so positive. And so, you know, once you reach that conclusion, out of the 20 or so books I probably could have written, the question is, well, how do you make a difference? What's the one thing you could do? And I came to the conclusion we've got to cut off the money. We have to cut it off in campaigns. So I wrote a California initiative called Can't Vote, Can't Contribute. Solves the problems. And now we're recently written a book about money because we've got to take the power away from the bill to print money from nothing.
You're absolutely right. And, Chris, basically what they're doing is that we have a fiat money system. There is no history, evidence in history. At any time where a nation's gone under a fiat money system where they're not eventually destroyed that nation, the fiat money system simply leads to inflation and instability. We'll be back in just a moment. Go right ahead, Kirk.
Sure. So, you know, I felt compelled, you know, finally after so many years of study, there, the Tea Party movement emerged. This smelled to me a lot like what happened with United We Stand America, just people getting off the couches, not exactly knowing politics, don't exactly know what's going on, but they know something's wrong. And they get up and start, you know, saying, hey, there's something's wrong, and we want to be heard, and we want to let you know that things are wrong. And so I felt that there was an opportunity where we now had a new generation that were beginning to question things. They may not have understood them, but they were beginning to open up their minds. And I think, to be honest, Glenn Beck had a big part to do with that in awakening people's minds to the idea that not only things are their problems, but things are really deeply wrong, and willing to explore, you know, ideas and information they would have never considered before. And I felt it was just a prime time to try and do what I could to get as much people awakened as to the realities of things as possible, and principally to get them aware of the money issue, because it's the fundamental source of their power, and it's something that hurts all of us. It, you know, it doesn't matter if you're getting a fixed income, or you're getting a union check or whatever else, if that money is declining in value every single day, and your savings along with it, and your retirement programs and your health education programs. I mean, we're all victims of a system that's designed to destroy us. And the sooner we come together and all realize that, then maybe the people can come back together again. I think we've been cleverly divided and separated, and, you know, with exaggerated differences, and come back together again and realize, hey, it's the, you know, it's the Wizard of Oz behind the curtain that's the problem.
I think that's exactly right. In fact, a good friend of ours, William Still, wrote a book called The Secret of Oz, referring to the Wizard of Oz, and the fact, of course, there were a lot of very pointed similarities, perhaps incidental or perhaps intentional, between the wonderful story of the Wizard of Oz and, of course, this destruction of our financial system and the make-believe world that, in many respects, we live in. Certainly the world of Judy Garland as Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz was a make-believe world. Unfortunately, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a make-believe world today where we have all these wonderful benefits coming from the government. Basically, you really don't have to work. You can always play the system. Unfortunately, this is all coming to a climax and an end. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Chris Kirk is simply talking about he's come to the conclusion after studying what's going on for a long period of time. The major problem is money, and he's absolutely right. It's money that allows the people in positions of power to buy politicians. It's money that allows the people in positions of power to elect politicians. It is the money that allows people in positions of power to buy up the media, to buy up the banks, to buy up the military, to buy up the corporations. It is the availability of money and the ability to create money out of nothing that has allowed them to control the educational process. And as long as they control the money, they will control our government. But unfortunately, as Chris Kirk points out so well, we're beginning to see the ravages of inflation. And when you see those ravages of inflation, you realize, of course, that people are beginning to lose the value of their life savings. And we're simply on the edge of what I believe is a significant inflationary spiral. Contrary to what you're told by the government, they're simply lying to you. They lied about the Gulf of Tonkin incident. They lied about the causes of the First and Second World War. They lied about Pat Tillman. And they're lying about what's going on with the inflation rate. It was running probably close to 10% now. But, of course, they insist that the old adage is, are you going to believe what we tell you, or are you going to believe your lying eyes? Ladies and gentlemen, I'll take my lying eyes anytime. Kirk, pick up the story.
So, you know, I think that, you know, I absorbed just a tremendous amount of books. I mean, I couldn't read enough books, and my library is probably, I don't think most people comprehend how much research I've done. And in that research, I discovered a lot of good material. Some of the ones that really shaped my understanding of the monetary system, frankly, came from the 1800s. More recent ones other people will be familiar with, but ones that really were back written contemporaneously at the time these changes were occurring. But what became apparent to me and what I felt strongly for me, there was a couple things those books never really answered for me. Number one, they were not an on-ramp. You know, they immediately started you out with Jekyll Island, a conspiracy theory. And to be honest with you, you know, I picked those books up, and I'm a pretty open-minded guy, but, you know, you come pretty darn close to putting the book down, and everything sounds so outrageous to you that it's almost hard to accept it. And frankly, I don't think we need to build that way. I think what we need to do, I think the people can, you know, approach it and successfully get past the conspiracy theory stuff and get into the topic of relatively few.
Well, do you think that there is a small group of people who are manipulating our money supply to their own advantage?
No question about it. But okay. I think that the way for, we've reached the early adopters. And I think that we're now into that early majority, late majority category. And just like in marketing products, you know, I used to work at Intel and other high-tech companies. You know, you realize there's very different things happening with each market segment. And the people that are coming in later, they're not prepared for that stuff, and they're not going to accept that stuff. And what they really need is a very simple story, nobody telling them what to think, nobody who has a, you know, beef to grind. You don't come out, you know, throwing darts and things right off the bat. Instead, you just walk them through the very simple logic till they understand the monetary system and in a way that just hits them in the gut. In about 10 minutes, you know, a few pages of my book or 10 minutes in the video, all of a sudden you go, oh, my God, because it's laid out for you in very simple terms. And then
why don't you go ahead and when we get through with this segment of the program, I'd like you to lay out the system in simple terms for the people can really understand it if they don't understand all the intricacies of Q2 and QE2 and QE3 and all these things and the significance of the money supply in M1, M2, M3. You're absolutely right. If it takes years to understand this, and there's a difference between commercial paper and money. But maybe you can certainly give us the bare essentials for the average individual out there so they can, as I said, they utilize the information with others. But go right ahead, develop your ideas, and then we'll get into the fundamentals of money.
Sure. So then I thought the other piece of the pie that was kind of missing for me is I didn't quite understand the mechanics of how this all happened. And again, most people don't approach it that way. I want to understand the mechanics of it. I really got it, and I got it so that I understand. You know, usually when you study something and you understand it really well, experts can actually explain it in very simple terms. People explain it in complicated terms or, you know, either don't understand it or they're trying to obfuscate and make it difficult for everybody else. But when you really understand it, you can turn around and explain it in simple terms to the other people. And so my feeling was that the next part of the party that was missing for me was it didn't really personalize it. Exactly how did all this affect me, and how did it affect my family? And so two of the chapters out of the six chapters are dedicated to those basic knowledge and how is it affecting you and your family and the American dream. And then once you got it, you got it. And then, the history part, which is two chapters, I mean, it's, you know, you see exactly how this came together. You see who's doing it. You see what steps they took. You see exactly evolving the tension between the bankers and even the U.S. presidents were involved in this. I mean, there's a struggle for the control of this country and for the world at large. And then, you know, solutions. So I wouldn't have written a book if I didn't feel I was contributing something new. And I felt that I could contribute something new in terms of giving something, a primer, that would give people who didn't know anything about the topic, could get them in to the point where they got it. And they were transformed in a way that began to affect their voting behavior.
All right, well then, how is this going to affect me and my family? I don't know anything. I have no idea about money. But why should I be concerned? After all, you know, I've got a pension. I got my Social Security. I got a little money in the bank. Why should I be concerned about all this fall tomorrow?
Let's start with just the concept of inflation. Most people believe that inflation means that prices are going up. That's the way you perceive it. And that's because you're measuring everything in Federal Reserve notes and what now is unfortunately called dollars, but they're not. They're bank dollars. Maybe I can call them bank dollars. you measure everything in bank dollars, and therefore it looks like bread's going up and eggs are going up and milk, gas, and cars and homes and mortgage payments are all going up. In reality, let's suppose that you measured everything in terms of ounces of gold. Well, let's suppose you looked at the eggs. Eggs, my standard, let me measure everything. What you discover is real things and their value to each other is relatively constant. What happens over time is the bank money that's dropping like a rock. And so what we think is everything going up is, in fact, everything real is real, has an inherent value that kind of may vary compared to each other a little bit over time. It's the value of the dollar that's plummeting. It is, inflation is actually the opposite of what we think. Now, what makes it plummet? Well, the answer turns out to be, if you're anybody who owns stock, couldn't understand this analogy. The value of a share of stock in a company is equal to the value of the company divided by the number of shares. If the shares increases, but there's no increase in the value, then the value per share goes down. And if you have a 2-for-1 stock split, you know, your share, say, goes from $10 to $5. The only thing why you don't complain is that you get two shares worth $5 each. You essentially exchange one share worth 10 for two fives. But what happens is the monetary system has exactly the same kind of relationship. If the quantity of money increases relative to real stuff, then the value of the currency, this bank money, goes down.
And I think that is a vitally important thing. There's only so much stuff out there, with whatever it would be. And so if you increase the money supply, why, of course, you are going to drive up the cost of this stuff, because people have the money, everybody's got more money than they had before, and there's only a certain amount of widgets, and they will bid up the price of it. So if you increase the money supply, why, the price of widgets is going to go up. Go right ahead.
So it turns out there's no mystery why the volume of money goes up. It's going up because they can print it. And government's in on the scheme because the Federal Reserve Bank prints it, and then the federal government can borrow money that doesn't exist, and voila, the money supply is increased, but there's no real change in the value of the country, and therefore what's really happening is it's like magic. Imagine you put a $20 bill in your wallet, and a year later you pull it out, and it still says 20. It's just like you have 20 shares in the company, you still have 20 shares in the company, but guess what? That $20 only buys $18 worth of stuff compared to what it did at the beginning of the year. What happened to the $2? And the answer is, when they print money out of nothing, they effectively are reaching into our wallets, our purses, our savings accounts, our incomes, and stealing money from the value of our money.
Well, no, but do they have to even print the money? Can't they simply just create it out of nothing by bank entries? In other words, is all the money that's new money being printed, or is a lot of it just created by making a book entry?
It's a good point, because it's an excellent point, to be honest with you, because most people don't realize 90% of the money supply is nothing more than ones and zeros floating around in the big Quicken program. They don't exist at all. They're just floating. I call them vapors. I mean, they're just floating, in the matrix. I call it the matrix. They're just floating out there some way in this completely unreal world. And then the 10% that's real is most of that is a form of paper, which is, I just call them papers. I mean, they're Federal Reserve notes, but they're just green paper. And then a little small amount is actually in the form of coins. So 90% of it's electronic credits. So when they issue money, for example, and buy federal government debt, in other words, they lend money. All they do is they make an entry in the computer that says, here's $1 trillion. In the case of TALF, $16 trillion was created by the Federal Reserve Bank of New York out of thin air, 52% of it loaned out to foreign countries. So, wow, how do you compete with that? They do that. And so that's doing two things. One is it's devaluing what you have. And then secondarily, when they route it through the government, then the government is holding you responsible for repayment, and you never even saw any of that money.
a trillion here, a trillion there. Pretty soon you're talking about real money.
Real money.
We'll be back in just a moment with Kirk McKenzie right here at Radio Liberty. Well, Kirk, what you're really talking about is simply a vehicle by which...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verky water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verky water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
Money for you, but the money they've created is based upon debt. If we were to pay off all the debt in America, there wouldn't be any money left other than that they bare essentials which they created. But basically, we have all these multipliers built upon debt. We do have an M1 supply of money, which is the amount of actually paper money and coins in circulation. But that is only a small fragment of the amount of money that's out there. It's not real money, though it's credit. It's all based upon debt, and if you were to pay off the debts, why, of course, the whole system would simply cease to function. We go right ahead, Kirk.
Yeah, and that's the corollary to this. If these people are going to Congress and saying, hey, we're going to tackle the debt problem, we're going to pay off the debt, or stop the debt and all that kind of stuff, and you ask them any question about the operation of the Federal Reserve, and they don't really know a darn thing. And the reality is, how can you pay off a debt with a debt-monetized currency? If you have to borrow the money to pay the debt, how can you possibly get out of the hole? It's kind of like saying, the way I'm going to get out of a grave is to dig down. There's no way out of this system. If you even try to pay down the debt, it would collapse the money supply, and you'd have an economic collapse. So the system itself has to be reformed. Now, what's Washington, D.C. telling us? Doesn't matter whether it's the Republican Party or the Democratic Party. Guess what they're coming after? Social Security. They're calling it an entitlement. Well, perhaps of all the handout programs, it truly is an entitlement because you're entitled to it because you put money in and you should be getting it back. And they're going after Medicare. No discussion of Medicaid, which is basically a handout. So what they're saying is, hey, the way we're going to have to deal with this is we're going to have to, everybody's going to have to give up. Everybody's going to have to tighten their belt. Well, this is exactly what the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank have been doing to one developing nation after another. They get them in debt. The system collapses. They say their solution is to collapse, you know, tighten your belt, become a better slave, in effect. And, you know, that's what they're now trying to do in America. And nobody's talking about the other option because, you know, the approaches that all of them are talking about, with the exception of perhaps Ron Paul, don't even address the problem. The other option is the government stops borrowing the money and starts issuing a form of money and bypasses the Federal Reserves, puts it out into the marketplace, puts it into circulation without borrowing it. And I believe that the proper approach, in my opinion, others have different opinions and all opinions are valid, is that we are so far in the hole that going back to a gold standard or a silver standard is going to be a collapse. It's going to be a depression. I think we have to basically back out the way history has shown us that this thing was built. We have to actually deconstruct it the same, you know, go backwards. And I think to get out of debt, I'm a big advocate of legal tender notes, which were first issued by Abraham Lincoln in 1862. The government has every single authority with no change to the Constitution, no approval of Congress, just by the president saying do it, stop printing money and borrowing it back. And instead start printing money and issuing it, paying its bills with this new kind of, actually the old kind of legal tender notes, and the government can immediately be operating without going into any new debt. And then it can also go ahead and print this new kind of, or the old kind of currency, and start paying back the bankers. I mean, we've been taking their paper long enough, we can give them back paper and start getting that debt down at the federal level, and then we can also use something like there's a program I have that you get the homeowners out of debt. So I think it's very possible in 10 years without hurting people to be able to get us out of this and back on track.
Won't this lead to inflation?
It'll have an inflation component, but no worse than it would have been otherwise, and in fact, it'll be better.
Okay, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call. If you have a question or comment for our guest. Our guest is Kirk McKenzie. His book is on money and protecting your security. And we think it's important people understand that before this is over, the way things are going, I think most people are going to lose everything that they've worked their whole life for. Because certainly most people have, certainly their investments are centered around pension funds, about insurance policies, about annuities, certainly about CDs, about everything that's certainly tied into money. And what we have is a totally fraudulent system based upon credit, created absolutely out of nothing. And of course, so one way or another, this whole thing is going to collapse. And Sidney Kirk has his ideas on what to want to do, and he's just going to print more money with have the government issue it and pay back the bankers with worthless money. If that's what they gave us, we could do the same thing. Hang on. Thank you.
be late.
No.
Quiet with God. God bless America. My home.
Right, Pop?
Right, son.
You go right ahead there, Kirk. Our telephone number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our number here is give us a call if you have a question or comment. Kirk, how can people get to your website?
Well, it's silentnomorepublications.com. So that kind of reflects where our decisions I reach, Silent No More. Or they can get it from you. You carry the book now, which I think is wonderful.
Right, we do, and we have the book. We think it's a very interesting book. And it's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, our telephone number, give us a call if you have a question or comment. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have a totally fraudulent financial system, and basically it's been going on for a long period of time. What people don't understand is, of course, once you begin starting to have this whole thing break down, why, of course, you destroy the value of the currency. Right now we have about a 10% inflation, probably 15% by the end of this year, 20% next year, maybe 25%. The year after that, a similar amount. Doesn't take very long before the holdings of everybody is certainly destroyed, and of course anything tied to the dollar will be totally eroded and will become relatively worthless. Now, basically, of course, the smart people right now are getting into commodities, are getting into things of inherent value, because things of inherent value will maintain their worth, but anything that is valued in paper dollars is going to progressively lose its value until eventually it'll be worth the paper it's written on. And that's not worth very much. Go right ahead with the story, Kirk. Now, your system you're going to come up with, where is the money coming from and what are you going to do with this money?
So, I mean, effectively, the government has every authority to go ahead and print money, greenbacks, and issue them into circulation directly. So they would go ahead and stop paying people with checks. They would go ahead and start paying people with greenbacks. And that would mean they're, you know, people who work for them, the troops, the people who are getting handouts, you know, everybody starts to get the money. So you're not going to have a collapse. I mean, that's the other thing I fear about, because there has to be a transition that does not hurt the people. And so this is a way that if the bankers strike back, if you study history, what you'll learn is the way they strike back is they declare an economic war on the United States, exactly what they did when Andrew Jackson took on Nicholas Biddle and the Second Bank of the United States. They will try and destroy the economy and make it look as if the president's money policy is the problem, and therefore, you know, we constitute a central bank. So you can go ahead and solve problems and make sure there's plenty of liquidity and get that out into circulation. So, you know, for example, the government go ahead and use that money to pay up bills. Well, maybe it goes ahead and use some of it to buy gold and change the U.S. debtory back to U.S. Treasury, put some real gold in Fort Knox, you know, or buy some silver. It could use that to pay off the bonds. Another program that I'm personally have thrown out there is the idea that
We have 95% of the homes in the United States that are under mortgage. The word mortgage comes from French, mort meaning death and gage meaning pledge. And they're perpetually a mortgage. I mean, people who have a home, think about how many people have been in debt on that home before you, and they're still in debt. You know, that $30,000 home that I'm talking about, I've calculated is roughly the bankers have now earned $3 million of payment from that $30,000 home. So, you know, you have to get prosperity back. The definition of a free man is a person who has a loyal title to their own private property. And we have to get back, you know, the Karl Marx view is the abolition of private property. They understand that when you people own the property and they're not beholden to a landlord, whether it be the government or the bank, they are free. And they, therefore, want to attack private property. We have to get back to a point where people own the property they stand on and they have full control over that property. So one idea is, a lot of people are paying these crazy adjustable rate mortgages, these ARMs, or they're paying, you know, high percentage rates. The federal government can come out and initiate a program and say, hey, we'll give you an option. We will pay off your mortgage. In exchange, you can take out a 10-year term loan from us at 1.5% interest. The idea being that you can not have any increase in the monthly payment and you'd be out of debt in 10 years. The entire nation, the people that own the homes, would be out of debt in 10 years. And the 0.5% interest rate turns out to be more than enough, because when the banks do this, not only do they put out the money there without doing anything for it, they also don't do any labor. The labor is all performed by mortgage brokers and appraisers and, you know, people who handle bankruptcies and those kind of things. Well, that servicing of a loan, that's what it's called, servicing a loan, only costs about 0.5%. So the bankers, you know, they're making 9%, 6%, 5%. They're happy to pay somebody else to do all the work for 0.5%. So you have 0.5%, and that's more than enough to pay all that infrastructure out there, keep all those people going, and handle this system. Now, it's not intended to be a gift. You know, if you default, you default. You lose your home. You go through the normal process. It goes back, and then, you know, they give that to somebody else. So it's not a handout. And it's not a way to just get a loan and then shift it, you know, around to something else where you kind of use the benefit of that and put your house back under mortgage and, you know, put it back into business. No, it's meant to get people out of debt. And so within 10 years, it is my belief that without imploding the economy and without harming the people, we can get our government out of debt, the federal government. We can get our homes out of debt. And, man, we're going to be looking like a boomer country once again.
But the government's going to have to create this money out of nothing. Is that right?
They would create it out of nothing.
So basically, of course, how then do you keep the government acting responsibly? Certainly, is there any evidence in all history where a nation has acted responsibly when it came to money? They've not. Simply the politicians have said, well, certainly we can make the money there, that's great, but certainly we have this group of people who want special favors and that group of corporations who want special favors, and we certainly want a bullet train in California, so that's going to cost $40 billion. And what's bullet train? It'd be wonderful to have. We get people out of their cars efficient. So basically, of course, it's sort of like the post office, you know. Certainly, if the post office was run legitimately, we wouldn't have the problem. But right now, they're having to close down the branches of the post office all across the country because, of course, they have not acted responsibly. The unions won't let the post office begin laying off people. Certainly, some people say we've got to have six-day mail delivery. What we ought to have is maybe three-day mail delivery. What we need to do is get rid of a lot of the people working for the post office and make it work. But government doesn't act efficiently. So what would make you think if the government was simply printing money that they would simply use it where it was needed to help the people and would not use it to help their friends who are providing large sums of money for our politicians?
We have to elect people of character. Either that, you know.
Where are we going to find people of character? How many people in Congress do you know or in our state legislature who really are men of integrity who would not be primarily interested in their own aggrandizement rather than doing what was right for the country?
I know a few. They're not a lot, but I'll tell you, I think Ron Paul and Rand Paul both fit in that category.
Well, that's two. That's one of the Congress and one of the Senate.
Jim Inhofe. I've met Jim Inhofe when I was in Washington, D.C. He was the only person to actually fly in his own nickel to Copenhagen and stop this, you know, 110-people commission that was sent out there to try and approve this whole global warming deal. He single-handedly went out there. He's a man of integrity. I may not agree with all of his views, but he's a man of integrity. I think John Kasich, who went in Ohio, is a man of integrity. I think the Wisconsin governor is a man of integrity. I think the governors, amongst the governors, there's some of their people of integrity. So
well,
I think
what percentage would you really say were really people we could really trust to do responsibility? Would you get 5%, 6%, 10%?
Here's what we need. The vote always splits 50-50. What we need, there is a man of integrity in this country's nation. I mean, people, they're trying to demean him now and attack his policies, and I can understand why they're trying to do that. You know, most people do not know that our federal government has been in debt for its entire history. From the founding of this nation, the federal government in 1791, we have been in debt for the entire time except for 2 years, and that was Andrew Jackson. There was a man, not only of integrity, he was a man of character. And he stood up to those bankers, and they, I believe, tried to assassinate the guy, or at least somebody tried to assassinate the guy. And he stood up to them, and he held firm. He understood the banking system, and he got us out of debt.
Well, I wish we had another Andrew Jackson, but we have a hard time running him for office today. Let's go to Rob, who's calling us from San Diego. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Though Andrew Jackson is certainly one of my favorite heroes. In fact, I wrote a series of 5 newsletters about him, titled A Prophetic Warning. It's Andrew Jackson's farewell address. Well worthwhile getting it. It's available from Radio Liberty with my comments on what Andrew Jackson said as he was leaving office in 1837. Rob from San Diego, do you have a question or comment? Again, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Rob. What are your thoughts?
Well, I have one quick comment, and what will be actually a rhetorical question. And my comment is that Lincoln wasn't the only president that printed out greenbacks. JFK did that, too. And look what happened to them.
Right.
Both of them were shot in the head in public and killed. Could be a coincidence. I don't know.
All right.
The other thing I had to say was, this is really harsh, so put up your defenses. But what gives you the illusion that even in your system, your ideas are great, by the way. I really appreciate them. But what gives you the illusion that we could actually enact them and thereby threaten the profits of the international bankers when if they feel sufficiently threatened, they can just pull the plug on the economy and take it down the drain. And I'll listen to your answers off on the air.
Fine. Thank you very much, Rob. And so basically, of course, two questions. What makes you think that if we really were going to do this and openly attack the bankers, they wouldn't collapse the whole system and then, of course, simply they get back at us?
Because the way they collapse the system is they cut it, they reduce the liquidity. And that's why with the president who actually is issuing greenbacks, you solve the liquidity problem because you're no longer dependent on the banking system for liquidity.
All right, fine. Well, what happens then if they suddenly decide they're going to release the $3 trillion the banks are holding, the $2 trillion that the corporations are holding, and flood America with $5 trillion? That would certainly destroy the value of the entire currency. If they have the money, they could do it tomorrow. But, of course, they're not doing it. I personally, they're not doing it because they want to bring the system down. But I certainly, it's just going to be very interesting to see. But the other thing is, how would we ever be able, assuming that we decided that yours was a good idea, how would we ever get it enacted? Where would we get the proper type of people to run for political office and get elected and find those men of integrity? And I'm sure there are some in the country, but where, how would we ever get men of integrity elected? Certainly, Ron Paul, for all intents and purposes, won the election on Saturday. Michelle Bachmann bought 4,000 votes. She bought 4,000 votes. She only got 4,800. Ron Paul, all we hear is he can't get elected. The media is doing everything they can to give us the idea of Ron Paul's all right, but there's no way he can get elected. How can we get a man of integrity like Ron Paul elected to a major national office when the entire media is against him?
To have 100 million people listen to your radio show.
I would love to have that happen. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, now there's an ideal solution. Our telephone number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But Kirk, I know personally, he's very sincere, and he really believes that this is.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sometimes when you're having an important spiritual conversation with a friend or loved one, time simply runs out. Now there's a place on the World Wide Web that will help you keep your friend's interest until you can meet again face to face. I'm talking about thestoryofjesus.com. Yes, that's right, thestoryofjesus.com. It's a wonderful new website that does exactly what you think it should. It tells the story of Jesus Christ. You'll find there a completely harmonized version of the four gospel accounts. It's available for you to browse through on your computer, download in print for a permanent reference, and you can even listen to the story on your computer or download files, which will work on your portable digital player. Tell your friends. Use it yourself. That's thestoryofjesus.com. Simple as that. Thestoryofjesus.com. For many decades, these great United States.